Welcome back. It is day three. You're getting there. The level after association includes elements of memory training such as acronyms. Have you heard of acronyms? An acronym is a series of letters created using the first letter of each word. IBM is an acronym for International Business Machines. AT&T is an acronym for American Telephone and Telegraph. These are used by companies because they are easier to remember. When I was in junior high, my science teacher told me that I could learn the colors of the rainbow in the correct order by remembering the name Roy G. Biv. Turn to day three in your guidebook and find the page on acronyms to see what I mean. R for red, O for orange, Y for yellow, G for green, B for blue, I for indigo, and V for violet. Another acronym I learned in school was an easy way to remember the Great Lakes. It is called HOMES, H-O-M-E-S, H for Huron, O for Ontario, M for Michigan, E for Erie, and S for Superior. That is an easy way to learn the Great Lakes. Can acronyms be used for everything? No. Are there more advanced ways to retain information? Yes. However, every level of memory training is important, and you never know when a good old-fashioned acronym is what you need to use to recall some vital information. Remember, this course is meant to be learned in levels. I'm sure right now at this point you would love to know how to memorize a 100-digit number after hearing it only once. Believe me, we will get there. Patience is the key. You can't skip any steps. Believe it or not, we are going to use the pencil list later to learn how to count in Japanese. I know you find that hard to believe right now, but just watch. You are going to be amazed. Have you ever heard how a bamboo tree grows? You'll water it every day for 5 years and see nothing. And then one day in the fifth year, it will grow from several feet in the period of a few weeks. Did it grow several feet in a few weeks or 5 years? 5 years, obviously. But the results were seen in the few weeks because of the work put in before. Your memory is the same way. Right now, we are watering it. But by the end of this program, it is going to grow very large, very quickly. We are still in the watering stage. Acronyms and links are in this stage. A link is a method of recalling information by telling a story. Many religious books, such as the Bible, were passed down from one generation to the next this way. I bet you can sing with many of your favorite tunes on the radio and not miss a beat. The reason is that you have, number one, incorporated the link method of memorizing. By linking one thought to the next, songs also incorporate rhythm, which helps your memory. A link is simply linking one thought to the next. For example, here is a list of 19 items. If I asked you to memorize them using basic association, it would not work. For example, number one is Mount Rainier. Number two is ice. Number three is trees. Number four is bicycle. What do these items have in common with the number they are with? Nothing that I'm aware of. So in this case, basic association would not work. The next level is the chain of association, or the link. Sit back and close your eyes and enjoy this story. Sit back, relax, close your eyes, and listen and enjoy this story. Mount Rainier has ice on the top and trees on the side. Coming down the mountain is a bicycle ridden by a German shepherd. He has a glass of water in one hand and a shoe in the other. At the bottom of the mountain, he crashes into a TV set and lands on a pillow. He bounces off the pillow to a trampoline and bounces off the trampoline into an airplane. The airplane lands in Dallas, and Richard Nixon is waiting for him. He has on a brown hat, black boots. He hands him a check for $50,000 and the keys to a brand new Corvette. He then drives the Corvette back to Mount Rainier. Now we're going to do this one more time. The difference is when I stop, repeat what I say. By the way, if you move your hands and use body language, you will reinforce the pictures in your mind. So here we go. Sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy this story. Mount Rainier has ice on the top and trees on the side. Repeat with me. Mount Rainier has ice on the top and trees on the side. Coming down the mountain is a bicycle ridden by a German shepherd. Repeat with me. Coming down the mountain is a bicycle ridden by a German shepherd. He has a glass of water in one hand and a shoe in the other. Repeat with me. He has a glass of water in one hand and a shoe in the other. At the bottom of the mountain, he crashes into a TV set. Repeat with me. At the bottom of the mountain, he crashes into a TV set. He lands on a pillow, bounces to a trampoline, and bounces off the trampoline into an airplane. Repeat with me. He lands on a pillow, bounces to a trampoline, bounces off the trampoline into an airplane. The airplane lands in Dallas, and Richard Nixon is waiting for him. Repeat with me. The airplane lands in Dallas, and Richard Nixon is waiting for him. He has on a brown hat and black boots. Repeat with me. He has a brown hat and black boots. He hands him a check for $50,000 and the keys to a brand new Corvette. Repeat with me. He hands him a check for $50,000 and the keys to a brand new Corvette. He then drives the Corvette back to Mount Rainier. Repeat with me. He then drives the Corvette back to Mount Rainier. Did you use body language with it? I always do. I hold out my hands like I'm holding a glass of water and a shoe. I bounce like I'm on the trampoline and I act like I'm Richard Nixon and I stick out my hands like they have keys and $50,000 in them. Let's do this one more time. Here we go. Sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy this story. Mount Rainier has ice on the top and trees on the side. Repeat with me. Mount Rainier has ice on the top and trees on the side. Coming down the mountain is a bicycle ridden by a German shepherd. Repeat with me. Coming down the mountain is a bicycle ridden by a German shepherd. He has a glass of water in one hand and a shoe in the other. Repeat with me. He has a glass of water in one hand and a shoe in the other. At the bottom of the mountain, he crashes into a TV set. Repeat with me. At the bottom of the mountain, he crashes into a TV set. He lands on a pillow, bounces to a trampoline, and bounces off the trampoline into an airplane. Repeat with me. He lands on a pillow, bounces to a trampoline, and then bounces off the trampoline into an airplane. The airplane lands in Dallas, and Richard Nixon is waiting for him. Repeat with me. The airplane lands in Dallas, and Richard Nixon is waiting for him. He has a brown hat and black boots. Repeat with me. He has a brown hat and black boots. He hands him a check for $50,000 and the keys to a brand new Corvette. Repeat with me. He hands him a check for $50,000 and the keys to a brand new Corvette. He then drives the Corvette back to Mount Rainier. Repeat with me. He then drives the Corvette back to Mount Rainier. Now let's test ourselves. Turn to day 3 in the guidebook. There were 19 items in this story. Fill in the blanks and see how well you do. Stop the program now. Well, how did you do? Did the link method work for you? I bet you did pretty good. Our minds truly are the greatest computers ever created, and I mean that. Don't get caught up in being perfect right now. Just make sure that you understand the concepts before you progress to the next level. Remember that this course is a building block process. Make sure you understand basic association, acronyms, and the link before you move on. This is the end of day 3. Stop the program now.